Nicely with Martin Bester.
So the question that I have about women today is, do women get more bossy the older they get? Oh, no, hang on. Sorry. Sorry.
Is that for another day?
Sorry.
Is that the wrong question for today?
This is random thoughts on paper.
That's
the
wrong question for today.
That's the right one. Here's the right one. So a few weeks back, we asked about the most attractive hobbies to do for a man when you're a man.
Yes.
Remember?
Oh, yes.
What were some of the things?
Well, I remember that reading was the one that won out completely.
Yes.
Which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Playing
an instrument was very high up as well. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Good feedback. And it's good to know. People take notes.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's time we flip it, because we never asked which hobbies are attractive for women. And also, at the same time, you might be thinking, geez, I've been doing XYZ as a hobby and thought it's attractive. And then from the feedback this morning, you'll find out.
Or let's make it a bit more positive, Martin. Maybe you've been doing
what
something.
What I'm saying is, hang on, let's go back to that other question.
No.
Either way, you'll learn something.
Yes. Yeah.
A learnable moment.
A learnable.
Write that down, kids. That's a thing. 084-850-0942. Which hobbies are attractive for women to do? Let's flip it. 084-850-0942. Lekker om jou stem te hoor.
You're with your Robert family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So, which hobbies make women more? Not more attractive. Which hobbies are attractive for women? What do you find, Paula and Chinga?
Sure. Baking.
Oh, here we go.
Because I'm selfish. Joint hobbies. I don't know if that's even a thing, but I think...
Rolling them or...
No.
What are you...
That's great hobbies. But I think the hobby mustn't be one that takes you away from the relationship too much.
Yeah.
It's my preference. I think people have got different preferences.
Marathoning.
It's
very time consuming, isn't it?
Yeah.
What if your partner, the woman in your life, plays golf?
If we can play together, again, joint hobby, sure.
Oh, joint hobby. I don't know so much about that. I'm going to disagree with you. I don't know. There's a reason why you just sometimes need a bit of time apart. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be for every single day or every whatever event.
Also, think about the other guys.
Yeah.
I love you on this Wednesday. I really do. It's just filled with love. Remember that, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've got a surprise for you today.
I invited your wife along.
Golf? No. Do you think golf is an attractive hobby for women?
I don't mind it at all. No, it doesn't bother me either way, to be honest.
What would you say?
Oh, I don't know if I can have an opinion on this.
Yes, you do. Yes. Tell us your hobbies and we'll tell you if it's attractive.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, that was... You really gave it.
Let's get to the chase.
Okay.
Okay. The show's only on till 9.
Okay. I do like to garden, and I like to cook, and I like to read. And I like to shop. That is a hobby.
That's not a hobby.
It is a hobby.
It's just a cost.
It's absolutely a hobby.
It's not a hobby. This is what starts becoming...
No.
You see how the tone changes.
It's a hobby.
No.
And I like... I suppose... Does road trips count as a hobby?
No.
Like, no?
No.
Does...
Stamps. Do you collect stamps?
Yeah.
I don't, but I do have a lot of them from my late mom. So, but I don't collect them now, personally.
Do you like licking them?
That's a hobby.
You know, I haven't actually licked one since. I'm going to go home and just lick one. Just for you. I'm going to take a little video. And
stop. Oh, we're stupid. Okay, so.
So none of my hobbies count?
No. Let's hear.
Oh, great.
You're not gonna have us answer it.
That's
incriminating. We're not that stupid.
I've got a feeling it's going to end up being whatever. Doesn't matter as much for men towards women's hobbies.
Hold.
But, okay.
Hold.
Okay.
Have faith.
Somebody will say it.
Hobbies matter.
Fine.
I think the most attractive hobby for women to do is strength training.
Is what?
Strength training. Is that a hobby though? Or is that like a health thing? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Is going to gym a hobby? Surely not.
No, it's a necessity.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like a, oh, I can just put my hobby on the back burner for a while and then go back to
it. You can use other things as hobbies for fitness, like dancing or whatever. Yeah,
it will never be discouraging. All right, next.
Morning, Martin and team. Yeah, it's belly dancing. The moving those hips like Shakira. It's very attractive.
Okay. Okay, we have ourselves a winner. No more calls.
Yeah, okay, that was great. Thanks, Mart.
Very good. Ah!
Martin, a vrou wat haar eie kar kan regmaak en wiele change.
Not sure. Very, very attractive.
What kind of a hobby problematic is that, though?
Going
around. Yeah, that's so weird. Like,
I ain't eating your wheels, Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
But also in that voice.
This is a lot more fun than the guys one. 084-850-0942. Which hobbies are attractive for women?
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Talking about hobbies that are attractive for women, because we've done this with men and we've learned a lot about it. Yeah. A lot of men have changed hobbies, started up taking up new hobbies that are more attractive.
Yeah, I'm reading cartoons now.
Are you? Yeah. I don't think anyone ever said that.
Oh, well, got reading.
Just reading.
Yeah, reading.
If you're a whole adult man, I don't know about
graphic
reading
novels.
But, graphic novels is cool.
Is that?
Yeah, graphic novels is cool, but just like normal comic books. No, those are also cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with comic books.
Okay. Whilst living with your parents.
Yeah. In the basement.
Yeah.
All right. Attractive hobbies for women.
Pilates or some form of gym type thing. And any woman that plays paddle for a hobby, I think you can't get sexier than that.
Well, there you go. You're writing these down, Felicity. Why are you rolling your eyes? Are you exercising?
So my eyes are literally rolling so far back into my head right now.
Pilates and paddle.
Paddle. No, paddle.
Right, good stuff.
Do not hear, man. I'm in Bagasford. The most interesting hobby in a woman is when she sings, man. Like, when she sings love songs, like Miss Pierce, Monica, and stuff like that, man. Okay, thank you, man. Nice show, as always.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the feedback. Singing.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I said love songs.
He plays Britney, though. He mentioned Britney.
I don't think Hit Me, Baby, One More Time is going to be
love song.
Is it?
Yes. Is
it? She was 16.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe the toxic era.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just
You see. Next.
I love reading, and I would say it definitely works in our relationship because my husband loves video gaming, and I would read and he would play his games and we won't bother each other for a whole day on a Saturday. It is great.
Now, I don't want to be the antagonist here.
No, you definitely do.
However, if your hobby is causing your husband to do something else, I don't think it's that attractive.
No, hear me. He gets to do his hobby. She gets to do her hobby, but they do it together in the same space.
Maybe I just didn't phrase the question correctly. When I say attractive... Is anyone following me yet?
I don't know. I like that. I think it is attractive to be able to do your own thing and you're in a shared space.
You're so hot doing this right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go play games. Guys... Like, I don't know.
Okay, she should read in what do you call it, like a tool belt.
What you should be reading.
Because that's what came up in the last chat.
What you should be reading, baby, is the signs.
Oh, okay. Look at you. Yeah. Look at you.
That's what you should be reading. Put down those bifocals and read this.
I love bifocals.
Joanne, how are you?
Hi.
All things attractive on the show this morning. Where are you listening from?
I am in Pretoria, inside about next to Mountain View.
So do you have an opinion about an attractive hobby, or do you want to tell us what hobby you do and then we decide?
Yeah, so actually a couple of weeks ago, I thought about making myself a greenhouse. I'm building it actually myself. And I put up my hair in two China pigtails. And my husband, I got this safety glasses.
Yeah.
And when he came out, he couldn't leave me alone. He was all over me. So he said he just did it for him. The safety glasses, the pigtails. I actually got a TikTok of it, and I've got a lot of views, about 500 and something views. I'm actually shivering now.
So pigtails and safety glasses.
You said all the right things.
Pigtails and safety glasses. Actually, I've got a comment on the TikTok that I look really sexy. So,
Stop it. How long have you been married?
We are together. Lucia, I couldn't even speak. We are together 25 years. And we are married 20 years, December.
So did your pigtails and your little safety glasses, did it light a bit of a fire there?
Yes, it did.
Were you wearing dungarees as well and like a little crop top underneath?
No, I was actually just wearing a t-shirt with hot pants.
Trifecta, there we go.
And the hot pants, the t-shirt, the safety glasses, and the
pigtails.
I wasn't joking about the tool belt. It came up in the last convo.
Yeah, you're right. You're voting
for
that.
I was actually working with a round, very round, big jigsaw. What do you call it? Round saw. And the way I cut it, he's standing there, he says, yes, you look hot.
That's right.
Well done, Joe.
You're in your little jigsaw. Did you say it's like a greenhouse? Are there plants there?
That's very cool.
Yes, I've got a very variety of plants. He made me a plant stand. And,
Do you have a little Venus flytrap going there?
I can't for you.
Mm.
A what?
A Venus flytrap. Naughty giggle. I can see why your husband was like,
Joanne, do you have a public profile? Should we follow you?
Yes, I want to go see.
Yes, I do. On Facebook, it's Joanne's Daring Hair and Beauty. I've got a salon also.
Okay.
No, but your TikTok, so we can see you in your cute pigtails and safety glasses. What is that?
My name is Red.
Now we're talking.
Okay,
that's you see. There you go.
Oh, okay. Ruayara.
Very long ready.
This is all making sense now. I know this wasn't a competition, but you win.
Yeah, you definitely win.
Unicorns all new trend, Joanne.
You can see the views there. It was last 584, I think.
Hold your jigsaw. This is going to go skyrocketing after this conversation.
Viral.
If you think 500 views would be a lot, watch this space, Joanne. By tomorrow this time, I'm going to call you back and ask you how many views does your video have now? Okay. Van jou wat so sag. Joanne, lekker day. Thanks for listening. Loved
Thank
your chat.
You so
bye-bye then.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. She's eating the garden.
Yeah. I love how she strategically left out the important bits until later.
I'm calling her back tomorrow. You are inspired.
Look, I've got safety glasses at home. I'm just sitting here thinking I've got safety glasses.
I want the picture.
Yeah.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.